long speech was made by the president at Paradise, Montana. May 11, 1950.
Tonight I have the greatest honor of my life in introducing to you our honored guest, the President of the United States. I do not wish to take up any of his valuable time other than to tell you that he is doing everything within his power to develop not only the state of Montana, but the entire West. And since I have been governor, I have never called upon the President of the United States without him giving the state of Montana his utmost consideration on all problems presented to him. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have the honor and the privilege of presenting to you the President of the United States of America, Harry H. Truman.
Governor, I appreciate that introduction very much. And I hope that every governor in the country will feel the same way about the way they're treated. I always like to come to Montana. The people of Montana were very kind to me when I was out here 2 years ago. They gave me a fine welcome. And there looks a big crowd here tonight. In Paradise, it seems to me that you're going to outdo the welcome of 1948, and that's what I like. We live in one of the most beautiful parts of the United States. I wish I had time to go up to Glacier National Park. I spent a great many summers in the national parks of the United States. When I lived in Missouri, I used to drive to Rocket every summer with my family. This time, I'm not out here on a vacation. I've been making a cross-country trip to talk to the people and to tell them the facts and to give them a report on the State of the Union. You know, the Constitution requires the President to give a report on the State of the Union once a year to the Congress. I do that, but I don't think it's enough. Not very many people get a chance to read that message to Congress. So that's why I like to come out and let you take a look at me and let you hear just exactly what it is I'm working for. In my speeches, I've described the kind of farm laws we need that will put farm prosperity on a permanent basis. I've described the work we need to do to make better use of our natural resources, our rivers, our forests, and our minerals. I want a small business program, the kind of laws that will help businessmen get the financing they need, so that they can compete with the big, rich corporations. All these things are of real importance to you people here in Paradise, because we can be well off only when all parts of the country are well off, and all groups of the people in the country are doing well. When we are all prosperous, we shall be able to keep the United States strong enough to maintain world peace. That's certainly the most important thing in the lives of all of us. It's been a wonderful thing to see you here at this time of night. I was told that there wouldn't be anybody out here. I've been told that at nearly every place I've been, but the people are always true to the prophet. I found that out in 48. I have a telegram here from senior senator from Montana. So the deep regret that Mrs. Murray's critical illness prevents my being on hand to extend in person a cordial warm welcome to the great state of Montana. On behalf of all the people of our great state, I wish to express the sincere hope that you will enjoy Montana's traditional friendliness and hospitality during your visit. You will be sure that the people of Montana fully support your leadership in the never-ending struggle to keep America strong and free. Kind regards and best wishes, James D. Murray. I appreciate that telegram. And I'm sorry that Mrs. Murray is ill. I hope that she'll be all right, and I hope it's not fatal.